Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY25 earnings call for Seagill India Limited, hosted by MUFG Intime India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aryan Sumra from MUFG Intime India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Navya. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you all to the Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call for Seagill India Limited. To discuss this quarter and full year business performance, we have from the management, Mr. Ramnik Sehgal, Chairman cum Managing Director, Mr. Bhagat Singh, Group CFO, and Mr. Kapil Agarwal, CFO. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking and may involve risk and uncertainty. For more details, kindly refer to the investor presentation and other filings that can be found on the company's website. Without further ado, I would like to hand the call over to the management for their opening comments, and then we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being in the queue, and this is Ramnik Sehgal. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am pleased to welcome you all to the Quarter 4 and Financial Year 25 earnings calls of Seagill India Limited. Our financial results and investor presentation have been uploaded on the exchanges. I hope you had a chance to review them. Joining with me is Bhagat Singh, our Group CFO, and Kapil Agarwal, our CFO. Let me begin by providing a brief macroeconomic overview. India's GDP is projected to expand by 6.7% in Financial Year 26, driven by the robust domestic demand, rising rural incomes, and a resilient service sector supported by the moderating inflation that is expected to lift consumer confidence. The infrastructure and construction sectors are poised for steady growth. ICRA estimates a year-on-year growth of 8%-10% in operating income for the construction industry in 26. Backed by the strong order book base and improved execution trends, the aggregate order book to revenue ratio of 3.5x as of March 31st, 25, reflects healthy revenue visibility. While the first half of the Financial Year 25 faced challenges from a prolonged monsoon and the Model Code of Conduct and shift to the milestone-based billing, execution improved in the second half, especially in Quarter 4, where momentum sustained strongly. Now, turning on to our performance, the company has delivered a steady performance for the Quarter 4 and full year 25. With a well-diversified portfolio of EPC and HAM projects, we have further reinforced our leadership in elevated roads, railway, specialized structures, metros, and we're trying to get new verticals besides being in runways and tunnels. In line with our strategic roadmap, we have continued to diversify both by segment and geography. The dependence on the highway project is expected to reduce gradually as we expand in railway, metro, tunneling, underground projects. Our order book is geographically diversified across eight states, mitigating regional concentric risk. We're executing multiple mid to large-size projects across the sector, reducing on a few large orders and enabling smoother cash flow and project turnaround. Looking at the financials, our consolidated revenue from operations, excluding bonus and royalty, rose to 34,179 million in the Financial Year 25, marking a 13.8% year-on-year growth from 30,040 million in the Financial Year 24. Our Financial Year 25 EBITDA stood at 4,995 million, with a margin of 14.6%, while the PAT stood at 2,866 million, with a margin of 8.4%. As of March 31st, 25, we have a robust order book of 10,862 crores, reflecting a healthy bill-to-book ratio of 3.2 times. Our order book comprises 85.3% from elevated roads, highways, specialized structures, flyovers, tunnels, 13.3% from railway, metro, and the rest of the business verticals like airport runway and bus terminal. Now, let me provide an update on a few ongoing projects. Two of our HAM projects in which Bathinda Diwali is completed and we are waiting for the pre-COD. Jalbira Shahabad is almost at the completion work and we are expecting the pre-COD soon. This is on the HAM upfront. And towards our EPC, Delhi-Saharanpur Highway project is almost completed. Makhu project has already achieved a pre-COD. Gonda-Vadape structure has already received the pre-COD. Delhi-Amritsar-Katra is more than 85% done. Little land was not available. Now we have got it. So we are expecting to complete it as soon as possible. Ludhiana-Roopnagar, almost 85% completed. Additionally, we have started Ayodhya-Sardhan bypass after declaration of the appointed date on 28th of 3rd, 25. At the start of this week, we have executed a concession agreement with NHAI for development of 6 lane of greenfield Sardhan-Ludhiana bypass under hybrid NAT mode. We also received the sanction of the ICC Bank for our Ludhiana-Bathinda package 2 HAM project, wherein the debt amount is 510 crores approximately. Financial closure is likely to be executed within a week time. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Bhagat Singh, Group CFO, who will provide the overall review of the financial performance. Over to you, Bhagat.
Thank you, Ramnik, sir. Good morning, everyone. I'll take you through the financial highlights for Q4 and FY25, starting with the standalone financials of Q4 FY25. Our revenue from operations, excluding the bonus and royalty, stood at 9,918 million, reflecting a 17.2% year-on-year growth from 8,460 million in Q4 FY24. EBITDA, excluding bonus and royalty, came in at 1,992 million in Q4 FY25 from 1,204 million last year, with an EBITDA margin of 11% for the quarter. Our PAT for Q4 FY25 stood at 696 million. Moving on to the full year standalone performance, revenue from operation excluding bonus and royalty for FY25 reached at 33,645 million, up from 29,137 million in FY24, marking a year-on-year growth of 15.5%. On debt front, our gross standalone debt stood at 6,359 million, which includes 183 million in equipment term loan, 4,037 million in term loans, and 2,139 million in working capital loan. Now moving on to the consolidated numbers for Q4 FY25, revenue from operation excluding bonus and royalty reached at 10,116 million, up by 88.5% year-on-year from 9,319 million in Q4 FY24. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 1,279 million with an EBITDA margin of 12.6%. PAT for Q4 FY25 came in at 724 million with a net margin of 7.2%. For the full year FY25, revenue from operation excluding bonus and royalty stood at 34,179 million, up from 30,040 million in FY24, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 13.8%. EBITDA for the year was at 4,995 million compared to 4,923 million in FY24 with an EBITDA margin of 14.6%. PAT for FY25 stood at 2,866 million with a net margin of 8.4%. On a consolidated basis, our gross debt stood at 13,967 million, which includes 685 million in equipment term loan, 4,337 million in term loans, 6,806 million in HAM term loans, and 2,139 million in working capital loans. On net debt equity ratio remains very effective and comfortable at 1.5x for the year ended FY25. Coming to the working capital, our net working capital cycle stood at 62 days as on 31st March 2025. This is calculated considering the inventory days, WIP position, receivable and vendor payments. In terms of project execution, we currently have 23 ongoing projects with a total order book of 1,170,25 million. This includes 14 EPC projects, 8 HAM projects, 1 BOT project, spanning roads, highways, tunnels, railways, metros, airports, runways and bus terminals. Notably, NHAI projects account for 79.9% of our total order book. With a strong order book pipeline, a stable credit rating, a government continued focus on infrastructure development, we are very well positioned to drive strong revenue growth and a long-term success. With this, I conclude my remarks and thanks our all esteemed stakeholders, including our employees, business partners, vendors, auditors, bankers for their wholehearted support in the long-term growth journey of the company. On behalf of the Siegel India Limited, I thank you everyone for attending this call. Now I request the moderator to open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on the order book. I think we have roughly around 5,000 crore worth of order book from HAM, where the work has not started. Can you just please update us on the, you know, the appointed date and concession agreement, what is the status and land acquisition? Yeah, thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for the question. So our order book value is 10,862 crores, and this is 2.2 times of the book ratio, build to book ratio. And we have almost 6 HAM projects, in which one HAM project we've already got the quantitate, which is Sarjan Ayodhya bypass in March, that is on 28th of 3rd. We're expecting Northern Ayodhya bypass also very soon. Besides this, we are going ahead with the financial closure of Ludhiana Bathinda package 2, where we are expecting the quantity date again in maybe maximum in next quarter. And for VRK 11 and 12, there are two packages together there also. VRK 12, the forest approval has gone to the CM office. We are expecting it soon. Once it is done, we are going ahead with the AD there also. The financial closure is already done. And going forward, I think in this year only, we'll have at least 3 more HAM projects starting. We should be getting the ADs. So revenue visibility and all these things is very clear in the company. That way, thank you. I hope I answered your questions.
Yes, sir, you did. So my second question is on the industry order inflow, industry order outlook. So FY25 was really bad for the from the NHAI and for the roads. How do you think about FY26 opportunities? Are you seeing some signs of improvement? Do you think it will be far better than FY25 in terms of opportunity?
So, a good question. Last year, what has happened is ki NHAI, till the time land is given total clear or they have the 3G, they are not allowed to take out the bids, that they don't get the approvals, or they are unable to issue the LOA, which is a good sign for our industry that they are cleaning up the entire system. So last year also, we have bagged 3 orders from NHAI. 2 orders worth 2,500 crores, which is Ayodhya bypass, and 923 crores is a Southern bypass Ludhiana. This year also, if you see, they have changed the qualification criteria in EPC also. They have made it better. And going forward, the large projects are coming in NHAI, and they are getting the cabinet approvals. And I look forward for a great year ahead, as NHAI is now, you know, the good thing is they're coming up with a larger order, well, big orders as in size of the order tenders.
Understood, sir. Thank you. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bala Subramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunities. So my first question regarding several HAM projects are near completions, like how we see annuity inflows in coming years?
Good morning.
On the cash flow side.
Yeah. So our first HAM is operational, which is a AAA rated by CRISIL. We've already received the annuities. Fourth one is due in June. And the Bathinda Dabwali COD, pre-COD is expected anytime. We've already applied the pre-COD, the tests are done, third-party inspections are made. We are expecting the pre-COD soon. Once that is done, after 6 months, the annuities of this project will also start. Third is Jalveda Shahabad, which we are targeting in next 3 months, we should get the pre-COD. Once that is done, their annuities will also start. So we are expecting three HAM projects will be operational. In the first one, we are already getting these annuities. Second one and the third one should start in this financial year. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Sir, new HAM projects like Ludhiana, Bathinda, Varanasi, Ranchi, and these HAM projects are have faced some delays for starting. So what are the key bottlenecks and when we can expect these projects?
So, Southern Ayodhya bypass has already started. Northern, we are targeting to start soon. We are just waiting for the land to be handed over to us. The things are positive there also. Ludhiana, Bathinda, we've already got about 18 kilometers out of 44 kilometers. We are targeting to get at least more 15 kilometers soon. Once we get the 80% land, which is of 44 kilometers, we shall get the AD for that project also. VRK 12, I've already spoken. The file has gone to the CM office for the final approval. Once that is given, I think we should get the AD for that project also. So as I said before, we are targeting to start at least three more HAM projects in this year.
Got it, sir. Sir, recent metro projects went like Kanpur, Bhubaneswar, it looks like should be beyond highways. So what is the targeted revenue mix for non-road projects over the next 3 to 5 years?
So we have got three metro projects. One is Kanpur, one is Agra. They are doing very well. The performance is very good. And Bhubaneswar has just started. And you know, whenever you start a new project, new state, there are some certain hitches, but things are under control and all these projects are doing well. So going forward, we have quoted for Delhi Metro, which is a Saket project. We have quoted for a Kolkata Metro, underground metro project, cut and cover. We have quoted for a K-Ride, which is a Bangalore Metro project. So we are going ahead with bidding of metro projects and, you know, metro projects, we can see ki lot of visibility is there. And besides this, underground projects also we're looking forward because we've already on the verge of completion of the tunnel project which is in Ramban Manyan. The only company which has done it in 2.5 years is us. So our lining is completed, only the MEP and the road work is balanced, which we are targeting to complete soon. I hope we should get the this clarity on this the situation which is happening these days. Otherwise, things are very, very much under control. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. We will take the next question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, have we removed the Delhi Amritsar Katra SP2 project from order book of 1071 crores?
Yes, so that project, you know, the government was unable to provide us the land and government has written us a letter that they are unable to provide the land, so they are ready to pay 1% of the cost of the project, whereas we've already formed a AT with NHAI, Arbitration Tribunal, and we are filing our SOC soon. And because we were, you know, we had a camp there, we were already ready to start that project because 40% land was only available, 39% prescribedly. But NHA decided to scrap that project because the position in that particular region was bad. They were unable to get the land.
So what expense would have incurred so far in the project?
So at the moment, telling you would not be the right thing because I won't have the right figures. But yes, the camps were established. We tried taking the possession many times. So besides that, you know, We have the overheads. The people were standing there. The people were stationed there for the start of the project. And we have stocked some material. Material, though, of course, we'll transport and shift it to the nearest site. But an NHA is ready to pay us 11 crores, which is a termination cost. But our expectation is more, and we have already filed this AT, as I said, and the claim will be filed soon. I don't know the dates of the SOC also, because AT is formed. AT is arbitration tribunal is already formed. And once that is formed, within 1 year, the decision will be there, and it will be in our favor only.
So the expense which we occurred should be greater than 1%, is my understanding right?
So, talking about that on this call will not be right, because, you know, the teams are still preparing, because it's still gathering the accounts from the site and all these things. And once the SOC is filed, we'll definitely tell you the number.
Okay. So secondly, we have seen a sharp increase in debt levels on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So, and also working capital has gone up quite significantly during the quarter. So we have seen a sharp increase in terms of both payables and also other current assets and trade receivables. So any particular reasons, and what would be the HAM receivables or total receivables of 850 crores?
So I'll give this phone to Bhagat. Bhagat will answer this question.
Hi, Vaibhav. So first, the query is on the debt side. So as on 31st March, my standalone debt is 635 crores only, which includes 18 crores of equipment term loan and 403 crores of term loan. So as we have briefed on earlier calls also, like the company, whenever we start a new site, so basically we avail term loans, mobilization advance term loans from the banks, which enable us to mobilize the site and start the work on a as a basis. So these 403 crores primarily, my standalone debt, if you see against the total debt of 635 crores, my mob term loan is 433 crores only. Precisely, it is close to 70%. So it is the mob term loan which we have availed to start a new site, like which we have recently started, like Southern Ayodhya Bypass and other sites. So these term loans get paid off over a period of 12 to 18 months period from the realization only. So our debt level is within the limit, and if you see my debt equity ratio, it is again 0.4. So post the IPO, like whenever we are starting a new project, we are availing a productive loan for a productive asset-based banking. So my debt equity ratio is still within the timeline. When we talk about the aggregate debt position, then aggregate debt position is 1,396 crore, which includes a standalone debt of 635 crores and the HAM term loan. So the HAM term loan exposure is 433 crores from three HAM assets. One is Malota Bahor, which is already operational and we are getting annuity. Bathinda Dabwali, the term loan is 173 crores. Jalvera, the term loan is 263 crores. Ramneek sir, just before, during the introductory speech, he has briefed that from Bathinda Dabwali, we are expecting the completion within the next few months, and Jalvera also within the next few months. So by the time the completion is done, we would be getting the annuity from these sites, and from that respective annuity, the debt servicing will take place. So debt on overall basis, that is within the standalone limit and on SPV basis, is within the acceptable benchmark, and the company, both standalone and SPV, both are in a position to sustain this level of debt on a balance sheet basis. Now, I come to another question, that is the receivable number. So the receivable as on 31st March for a standalone basis is 850 crores, and our working capital days are 62 days. So we have briefed earlier in our presentations that whenever we calculate the working capital days, this is an as-on number, and as-on number reflects the billing, which is reflects. So in infra industry, normally the billing takes place during the last week precisely of a quarter or a year, on account of which the data number reflects on a higher side, and accordingly, the working capital days rises to a level. However, our realization is since within the acceptable benchmark, and we quoted that normally our working capital cycle ranges from 50 to 60 days. And as we speak on 31st March, it is 62 days only. So again, it is within the acceptable number of on debt level. Payable is also in line with the order book of the company. If you see against 10,800 crores of order book, my debtors are only 850 crores. And vendors are also within the limit. So on overall basis, this working capital cycle on industry basis, it is in line with the order book and the growth phase with which the company is working.
Okay. So out of 850 crore receivable, what would be the HAM debtors value?
268 crores.
Okay. And so secondly, we have seen a sharp increase in contract assets. So what would be the reason for that? It was around 370 crores last year and now it is 850 crores, 847 crores.
So, you know, before this year, we were having an Atmanirbhar scheme where no retention money was getting deducted and we were paid and our milestone payments were easy. Whereas now, due to this Atmanirbhar going out, so we have about 96 crore in our retention money, 186 crore from Bihar project where, you know, we've already done the utility work, we've already done the road work, but till the time the project is completed, the milestone payment cannot be paid. So a lot of amount is stuck there. And then the new metro project started where the huge amount is stuck. And for the new project where we've already mobilized and like the southern bypass has already started, it will be start getting diesel soon.
Okay. So lastly, what would be the guidance for FY26 in terms of revenue and margins and order inflow? And also margins were quite weak in the fourth quarter. If I remove the other income for the fourth quarter, and margins were at around 11% versus our 9 months margin around 13-odd%. So what will be the reason for the lower margins in the quarter?
Well, at the outset, like we have spoken that the company during the next 2 to 25-26, we are expecting to deliver a growth rate of normally 10 to 15% against the top line, and accordingly the margin will also increase in absolute number. As far as the EBITDA margin is concerned, so we have informed that our pure EPC margin will range between 11 to 12%, and over and above the pure EPC margin, there are three types of income precisely, royalty, bonus, and claims, which the company received, booked in the accounting on as if received basis. So we are still in the line with the guidance of the pure EPC margin. The decline, as you witness, is a marginal decline. That is basically on account of the increase in some contracting cost and other related costs, which we witnessed during this quarter. But we are expecting that going forward, things will further streamline and the company would be able to keep the EBITDA margin in line with the guided number.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those were my questions. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. We will take the next question from the line of Gitanjali Agarwal from ABS Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, yes. Very clear. Loud and clear. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, do you plan to diversify more into railways and metros from highway? Like, what's your outlook on this opportunity?
So we have already quoted, thank you so much for the question, good morning. So we have already diverted towards metros, railways, in fact underground, and not only this, we are bidding for new verticals also. We are already exploring and we've already at the final stage of bidding of a few other projects, which I can't speak on this line. That's a confidential information. But yes, you've seen in last 1 year only we've got three metros. We've already got it quoted for another three metros. And we are really looking forward to diversify and looking at Seagull. 10 years before, we were only just a road contractor. Now we are doing railway, metro, bus terminals. We are doing HAM, EPC. You would have seen us with the pace of time. We have added a lot of verticals within the company. And geography-wise also, we have increased. You know, we were typically Ludhiana, Punjab contractor. Now we have worked in more than 11 states. Right now, we're working in 8 states. So we are go-getters. We are ready to, you know, adapt things quicker, start new verticals quicker, and get new contracts in those verticals.
Oh, okay. Great. So my next question is, how is the company balancing between EPC and HAM projects, like in terms of strategic focus and execution capability?
So, good question. Normally, the HAM versus EPC is close to 40-60, where, you know, HAM is also typically EPC. So what we do is, the company like us, we have a cash accrual coming every quarter on quarter. So these cash, we put in as an equity in these projects, and we had a GP also, which we have utilized in our equity. We have a equity available at this moment also for at least 2-3 projects. Typically, looking at the equity, we did bid our contracts on HAM projects. And going forward, also the situation will be like this. And of course, the HAM are better projects. Like all three projects, once they're completed, our annuity would be around 250 crores coming every year. So you can understand this kind of amount coming for next 15 years. And going forward, we have 9 HAM projects and 1 BOT project. So it's like a ring fencing of the company where a lot of money will be coming from the annuities every year, and that too for 15 years. Thank you.
Oh, okay, great. Sir, just a last question. So like, what are your plans for CAPEX for FY26, particularly in equipment and project mobilization?
Ma'am, we are an asset-light company, so we don't have a major any CAPEX plan. We normally, as per the company philosophy, we normally take all the machinery and equipment, whatever we require for our project, on lease basis. In the IPO, which we have raised, we have already taken from the investor a sum of rupees 99 crores for the modernization of the company's plant and equipment, which we are working already. It has been utilized for the said purpose. And on an average basis, on a minimum basis, if any is required, it is a normal sum of 15 to 20 crores. However, majorly, up to 80 to 90% of the cases, the company is relying upon the lease basis. So we don't have much CapEx. And in some cases, we take the machinery, wherever we do the CapEx, we do it on a buyback basis.
Okay, okay. That was very helpful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Jainam Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning, management. Sir, my first question is, what is the tender pipeline as of now?
So, good morning. Tender pipeline, we've already quoted tenders worth 70,000 crore. And that too in a different verticals, metro, railway, water, irrigation, and highway projects.
Okay. Sir, can you name a few major projects in metro and road segments, like in which we are expecting a major tender to be floated in this call?
Yeah. So, railway, we have quoted for construction of new BG rail bridge that's across the river Ganga between Vikramshila. That's for 1429 crores. Then we have quoted for a irrigation tender worth 1345 crores in Bihar. Another irrigation tender to 53 crores in Bihar. So this is sum of 10,000 crores. Then besides this, we have quoted for border road and fencing CPWD tenders worth 1600 crores. And then we have quoted for Delhi Metro project worth 456 crores. We have quoted for 2 HAM projects in Bihar worth 1,143 crores. 2 Ahmedabad urban development projects worth 1,550 crores, which is 6,000 crore of this list. And besides this, we have quoted for K-Ride, which is in Bangalore. That project is worth 1,300 crores. That's a metro, elevated metro. And a Kolkata metro, which is again worth 1,300 crores. That's an underground metro, cut and cover metro.
Okay, sir. And sir, what are the expected tenders to be floated in this year? I mean, these are the positions which we have bidded for, but what about the other tenders?
The pipeline is robust. We can see large projects coming on the way. Like, for example, there are a few projects which are already available in the large projects. I don't want to take the names of the projects, but the pipeline is robust. We can see a lot of tenders coming in the near future where we have already planned also, and the pipeline is robust.
So, sir, what's the order inflow guidance for this year?
So, last year, we committed 5,000 crore. We got 5,400 crores. So, this year, we are targeting 5,500 crores.
Okay, sir. And, sir, we have seen a decline in margins even after considering the exclusions of bonus and royalty income. So, like, is there any exemption issues we have been facing?
So, not really, but we had one issue in Punjab where our pond ash payment has not been paid, and we have won the arbitration DRB award also there, and we have gone to the AT. Once that is realized, that will come straight to our bottom line.
All right, sir. That answers my question. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your question.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Balasubramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Sir, under balance sheet item, around 1,024 crore for receivables under service concessions. I think these are long-term receivables from NHAI. So what is the expected timeline for these receivables, sir?
Before I reply to your query, I just make you understand how the SPV model functions. So under the HAM project, whenever we do any execution, so the government NHAI pays us 40% of the BPC, that is bid period cost to us during the construction phase. The remaining 60% is paid to us over the period of next 15 years in the form of annuity. So once any concessioner completes the project, that amount along with the interest is received over a period of 15 years. So this receivable amount will be paid off along with the interest over a period of 15 years. That is a model. And on that basis, your IRR is carved out. So this is the SPV model. If you do the similar work in the EPC, you get the entire payment within the 2 years time.
Got it, sir. Got it.
Right, so we need to understand the model. It's not a question of any delay in the payment recovery. Every concessioner who is working on the HAM model, that they are recovering the amount that is lying under the receivable under the concessional agreement over a period of annuity, which is normally in HAM project of 15 years.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Arun Trivedi from Mission Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So my question is the company considering entering any new infra segments or any geographies beyond North India over the next few years?
So, good question. You know, if you see, our order book value from Punjab is less than 30%. 70% is from the larger part of Bihar, UP and Jharkhand. We are always open to bid for new verticals, new areas, like we've already done it in Kolkata, which is for a underground metro. And we have already quoted for a Bangalore metro, which is in Karnataka. We are always open to work into new states, new verticals, and we keep tracking these kind of new tenders where, you know, the competition is healthy and less players are there. And we've been successful also in doing this. As I said, last year we entered into metros. Before that, we entered into airport. And now we have quoted projects for irrigation, water, and railway. We're already there. So we have a good number of verticals where we are adding small verticals with it. Like, for example, there's a water vertical, irrigation and water. There is railway and metro. So then there is the underground, which we have already started quoting. We are already doing tunneling in Ramban Manihal, which is getting completed in a few months. So company is expanding geography also and increasing the verticals also year on year. Thank you.
Okay, great. Just a follow-up. So among these verticals then or segments, which do you think has the best potential or, you know, what are the kind of growth rates that we can expect?
So urban transportation, be it underground, be it overhead, be it elevated, be it these metros, I think a lot of scope would be there. Because cities are getting congested, a lot of you know, underground projects will be there, a lot of elevated would be there. We are in NCR, so we are expecting a lot of potential there also.
Okay, okay. So nothing in terms of quantitative growth rates you want to mention?
So we guide our investors that we look forward anywhere between 10 to 15% and we try to achieve that, and we've been doing that in the past also. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. So just one more question from my side. So I joined a bit late, so just wanted to check if you mentioned anything on the current L1 pipeline. And what's the order inflow momentum like?
So we have already quoted for tenders worth 17,000 crores. This is a tender we have quoted, and our order book value is close to 10,800 crores. And we have about 9 HAM projects, 1 BOT projects, 1 is operational HAM project. And I hope I answered your question.
Yes, yes, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the last question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the follow-up. So we just wanted to confirm the AD status for the few HAM projects. So if my understanding is correct, VRK 11 and 12, we are expecting AD sometime in first quarter?
So VRK 12, we are expecting soon. As I said before, the files originally with DFO and nodal officer, both have been cleared and then it was gone to the last level of CM. Once that is approved, the AD will be given to us. Besides this, I think the AD of Northern Bypass will get it. Ludhiana, Bhatinda package 2 also we are targeting. So we are targeting 3 ADs.
So all 3 would be in first quarter in June or it may spill over to second quarter?
Next 2 quarters.
Okay, and VRK 12 should, VRK 11 is dicey as of now?
Same expected. And once VRK 12 is there, VRK 11 should be there immediately in like a 1 quarter only, a difference of 1 quarter.
So broadly by September, our large order book should be under execution. Apart from VRK 12, we should come by December.
We should, yes, fingers crossed, we have great plans.
Okay, and so lastly, on the debtor side, so what would be the number of metro debtors? You said that some payments were stuck. And I missed the point on Bihar, you said some 186 crore debtors are pending.
Yeah, yeah. So in Bihar project, our roadwork payment is in a single go. And like, for example, the stretch is for 25 kilometers. If you've done for 17, 18 kilometers, will we only be paid once the road is completed. And the same thing is utility shifting, which is again for about 40 crores. We've already done about 70% of the utility shifting, and but the payment will be made as per the completion of the milestone. So, and another thing is 96 crore is the retention money, which is due against the departments because, you know, earlier there was an Atmanirbhar scheme where they were not deducting our retention money. Now they are deducting the retention money, and earlier we were get to released against the BG. But now once the project is completed, then only they're releasing it. That's the NHA new condition. Thank you.
Okay, so lastly on metro data, what should be the amount?
Metro is around,
amount has been stuck.
Around 40 crores.
So we expect the improvement in working capital by what time? Maybe by second quarter or later this year? The stuck money should
later
come by what time?
Later is there because, you know, these projects are large projects because the project like Bihar is of 2,000 crore. And, you know, how the things happen is we are doing a segmental structure. Segmental structure, we have to cast the segments in a yard, then we have to launch it. And, you know, in certain cases, till the time the BC is laid over the final, what do you call the slab, till the time they don't pay, till the time you complete the road furniture. But it's one of the longest elevated of the country, about 19 kilometers elevated.
Okay, so this Rambar Banihar 2 and package 2 and package 3, do we expect the projects to be completed in this year or it may spill over next year given the current situation?
See, current situation, right now we can't answer anything because all our teams, you know, they were scared, their families have already called them and they have 70% of the teams have left the site because the situation is very bad there. There are a few incidents which I can't discuss here, but yes, situation is bad. But, you know, our tunneling work, our lining is completed, only MEP and road work is left, which is hardly a 4-5 months job, which will be completed. For our viaduct work, which is a smaller work, it will take time because, you know, in a year, at least one or two flash floods are there. So for 2-3 months, they don't work. It's a situation there. But we are happy to say that we as a company have executed this 6,200 meters of tunnel in the fastest time. So 6,200 meters of the tunnel was dug and we did the breakthrough a few months back. We in fact, posted also on our social media and LinkedIn and everything. Lining is completed. Only the road and MEP work is left.
Is there any guidance on the equity requirement? What will be investing in next couple of years and how much is spending as of now?
We have just put equity of Southern Ayodhya bypass, and we are targeting to put equity of at least 3 more projects in this year, and the equity is available with us.
So an overall number, what is invested till date as of March, and what incremental investment would be done in 26 and 27?
One second. Bhagat is just calculating. Yeah. Give us a half minute.
However, we have already invested a sum of rupees close to 400 crores in the existing HAM projects, including the new one, Southern Ayodhya bypass. And as far as the remaining is concerned, so we have an equity commitment of close to 800 crores.
But that is spending incremental, right?
Yeah, but that equity commitment is to be spread over the period of the project. Like it's in case of Ayodhya, we have 2.5 years, that is 30 months, and other is 2 years. So we have a good equity commitment, we have a good revenue visibility. So we don't find any equity challenge. And I think our past has already proved that the company, on account of its availability of cash flows, we have already infused equity close to 400 crores. So that is the only invested amount.
Yes, sir. So over in 2020 and 2021, what amount would we be investing incrementally?
In which financial year?
In FY20, overall number for the entire portfolio, what amount would we be investing in 26 and 27?
As far as this financial year 25-26 is concerned, so the amount would depend upon the availability of the AD. So if the AD is arrived, then the amount would be available. Suppose if the AD is postponed to the next financial year, then it will be less. But close, it will be close to, somewhere close to 250 crores in this year, depending upon the AD.
Okay.
So, Vaibhav, we are targeting to start more projects. More the projects we start, we will put more equity. We are targeting to start more projects.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Aryan Sumra for closing comments.
I would like to thank the management for taking out time for this conference call today, and also thank you to all the participants for joining. If you have any further queries, please feel free to contact us. We are MUFG Intime India Private Limited, Investor Relations Advisor for Seagull India Limited. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you.
On behalf of MUFG Intime India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.